asked me a few weeks ago if I thought that I was skilled or good at processing grief, I would have said yes. At 45 years old, I've had a good amount of practice when it comes to losing people in all kinds of different situations. And when I think about it, I'm actually kind of proud of my ability to kind of remain stoic and dependable in times of chaos or emotional turmoil. I'm good at compartmentalizing things in life. And I can face a very emotional situation or a difficult situation and remain calm and in control. And then at a later time, I can process and I can cry if I need to and I can heal from whatever it was. But at least that's how I thought I was, and I thought that was all good stuff. But this week we lost a family dog, Bobby. She was kind of an older dog and kind of showing signs of aging. But at the same time, it came as kind of a sudden shock. She had cancer, tumors growing on her heart that made her heart stop or struggle to beat. She passed away. It all happened kind of sudden. And then we went through the grieving process, and all the women in the house that I live with were in tears and mourning and grieving, almost to a point that it made me jealous. Because, you know, I have to wait until I have time to process it, and I have to do all my responsible things first. But then as I kind of went on, I never really cried that much. Because I think what I realized now that I reflect back on it, I think I had started grieving passing of the dog well back when she started showing signs of aging. When she first couldn't jump into the car by herself, and her first time that she couldn't jump up on the bed anymore, I knew that her time was coming and was starting to process that. But the more I think about it, I kind of wonder if I kind of preemptively grieve at this point in my life. I think I've been through enough now that I know the process, but I'm rushing it, and I'm actually grieving people that are still with me. Like, if you're my friend, I've probably considered the kind of things I would say at your funeral. I've probably told you the things that I would probably say at your funeral, because I know that life is precious. If anything, that's what I've learned from the passing of Bobby, is you only get so many chances to say good dog, and then it's over and you don't get to say good dog anymore. So say good dog while you get the chance. And so I've kind of preemptively started planning on losing people. But I think the most toxic part about that is I think I've preemptively planned on people losing me. And so I'll be really outgoing. If you come meet with me, if I go to an event and you see me, we'll talk, and you'll probably think I'm very charismatic and enjoyable. But if you try to get in touch with me on the regular basis, you'll notice that I just shrink back into the bushes, like that Homer Simpson meme where he just disappears back into the bushes. Because I don't want people to depend on me, and I don't want people to be so attached to me that it hurts when I'm gone. And I'm not sure that's healthy. I think that's led me to kind of isolate myself a whole lot. I don't know. This is just something I kind of came across this week as I was journaling. I'm not sure it's a healthy mindset. I'm still kind of processing it. Thinking about grieving and Bobby, I'll just leave you with this. Bobby was a good dog. And it's true that you only get so many chances to say good dog. So this is my chance right now to share with you that Bobby was a good dog. And she will be missed. And if you don't know it, know that you're loved. And if I don't tell you often enough, I care about you and I love you. I just like to disappear a little bit from time to time. All right. Take care. Bye.